the rest of the story. Sherman Billingsley had recently moved from hometown Enid to Anadarko, Oklahoma, when he started selling illegal whiskey. And Sherman strived, and business thrived, and he was only 5 years young. That was the beginning of a lifetime dedicated to booze. Three older brothers helped peddle the hot hooch out of a little red wagon in Anadarko. Then in 1912, when Sherman was 14, he and brother Fred opened a pharmacy in Oklahoma City across the street from the Skirvin Hotel. Quite a successful enterprise because the drugstore medicine bottles were filled with, that's right, whiskey. Within 4 years, ambitious Sherman Billingsley and his brothers comprised the largest whiskey-running ring in the country. They operated in Seattle, in Omaha, in Detroit, you name it. But in 1920, young Sherman arrived in the town he was never to leave, his beloved New York City. It was an exciting time in Manhattan history. National Prohibition was barely a year in force. Bootleggers in the Apple were carving one another to pieces, competing for supremacy. But from the time he was a toddler, Sherman Billingsley's only aspiration had been to become the biggest bootlegger of them all. And New York, if he could make it there, he could make it anywhere. So Sherman, this fresh-faced, blue-eyed Oklahoma boy, set out slugging it out on the streets of Manhattan, day by day, night by night, managing to survive midnight raids and rival gangsters, doing what he was certain he was born to do, selling booze. And here, as elsewhere, Sherman prospered. In 1929, he'd grown weary of hawking rot gut the usual way. Booze was his princess, and she, his princess, needed, demanded a palace from which to reign. So Sherman built her a palace. At first glance, it appeared yet another shadowy New York speakeasy. But it would become far more than that. For so highbrow, so high profile were its devoted clientele, that when the Volstead Act was repealed in 1933, the establishment's business was consequently legitimized. It became the place to be. Nationally, renowned newspaper columnist Walter Winchell called it the New Yorkiest spot in all New York. The most famous celebrities of the day, everyone from Fred Astaire to Ernest Hemingway, came to play in that prestigious cafe. But of course, among the fawning courtiers, there could be only one queen, and she was booze. Sherman Billingsley's one great love, booze. Oh, yes. The name of Sherman's celebrated night spot? That came from the confident assumption that patrons would always wind up with a huge bill, so he named it the Stork Club. For once upon an Oklahoma invasion, there was born and flourished a Manhattan tradition, nurtured to magnificence by an outsider who beat the apple at its own game, a bootlegger from the backwater named Sherman Billingsley, an intriguing man, breathtakingly handsome in an ugly business, betting his next breath on each street corner sale and yet never gambling merely for money. And the booze to which Sherman Billingsley had given his youth and his life and his all, he never drank. Never even once. And now you know the rest of the story.